Karen Travers is here live from the White House for ABC News. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So here's what we've heard from President Trump after the Stormy Daniels interview. Nothing.
Yeah.
No tweets.
Nothing.
No nothing. Anything from, you know, any ancillary people from the White House?
No, nothing at all since this aired last night. The president tweeted in the last hour that there's so much fake news, never been more voluminous or more inaccurate, but through it all, our country is doing great. Not clear what he's talking about there, but perhaps he's getting closer to weighing in on the interview that aired last night. But there hasn't been an official response from the White House or anybody connected to the president. He was asked last night on his way into the White House if he was going to watch the interview, and he did not answer.
So the other big story in Washington, the March for Our Lives. Do you think that the events that happened yesterday, sort of a compelling scene, will have any effect on change whatsoever?
In terms of the gun legislation in Washington?
Anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the easy way out of answering that. Congress is unlikely to take up any substantial or sweeping gun legislation for the rest of the year. They're unlikely to take up any legislation that's big for the rest of the year. They passed the spending bill last week, funds the government through the end of the fiscal year through September 30th. That's it. I mean, it's a midterm election year, and usually we see lawmakers getting out of town to try and start their campaigning late summer, early fall. But, you know, looking ahead, it's hard to see what they might take up. Certainly nothing controversial.
So the night before the Stormy Daniels interview on 60 Minutes, apparently the president, who was at Mar-a-Lago, had dinner with somebody named Michael Cohen, of course, his personal attorney, and a guy who really was a part of a big part of the subject of the Stormy Daniels interview.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising that the president would sit down with him. Somebody that the president meets with often. He's a good friend of the president's, too. But it is notable that it was the night before the interview aired, perhaps discussing how to respond or not respond, as the case seems to be. Also notable, the First Lady was not part of that dinner, and she didn't come back to the White House last night with the president. The White House says this has always been scheduled. It's spring break for their son, and they always spend this week down in Florida ahead of the Easter holiday.
And here's the thing, Karen. It's not the alleged affair that is really making news this morning. I think we're sort of used to that when it comes to most of our presidents, but it is the alleged threat that took place that Stormy Daniels described.
Yeah, and that might have been the new detail that was unveiled last night in that interview, that she says that she was in a parking lot and somebody came up to her and threatened her to stay quiet or something would happen to her or her daughter, her young child that was with her. She doesn't say who it was. She says she would recognize that person. They certainly have tied it back to Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer. Michael Cohen's lawyer, now the lawyers have lawyers, last night issued a cease and desist to Stormy Daniels and her attorney, saying that they are making these baseless claims that he was involved in this threat.
You know, much has been made of Donald Trump and his relationship with the Russians. A little bit of breaking news this morning about the Trump administration expelling Russian intelligence officers. And also with John Bolton coming on as the new national security advisor, who has a hard line with Russia. Are we going to see a different tact with the Trump administration and Russians?
I think this is in the works before Bolton was announced as the new national security advisor, but the president did indeed, the White House saying that the president's going to expel 60 Russian intelligence officers, 48 are based at the embassy here in Washington, 12 at the U.S., the Russian interest at the U.N. in New York. The president also ordered the closure of the Russian interest out in Seattle because of its proximity to Boeing and one of the U.S.'s submarine bases. So this is a very strong statement from the administration. The White House formally said that they are telling Russia actions have consequences.
And we'll see if there are any further consequences from that effort or, of course, the interview with Stormy Daniels or the impending shakeup, more of a shakeup at the White House. And I know Karen will keep us posted on that throughout the course of the week. Thanks so much for being here, Karen.
Thank you.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers live from the White House this morning.